Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. Your night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma see the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual. My man Father Time. Father Time, what's happening, dog?
What's cracking, dog?
Yeah, be a little bit quick on them draws. Quick on them draws, brother. Nah, shit, what's happening with you, man? I be this fine Tuesday.
It's going, man. Same old, just a different day.
So, nah, man, I feel you.
I went in work, got my quick dollar. I can't call it.
You said you went to work out for a dollar.
I said I went to work and got my dollar.
Oh, well, shit. Well, like 50 Cent, ain't it?
What?
Yeah. I say it's more like 50 Cent, shit, the way they motherfuckers want to pay a motherfucker. But anyway, nevertheless, all right, man, check this out. Hollered at you earlier, man, and it was just a topic that and I know it's like beating a dead horse, but it's just something that just really gets to me, and it's like this social media shit. You know what I'm saying? You want to get on social media and air out your dirty laundry. Now, I'm just going to use an example, like what I heard today. K. Michelle. She gets on Twitter and she goes in on Idris Elba. Goes in on him. I mean, man, saying some harsh shit. You know, now
really?
Whether we know if it's true or not, you know, she fuck him, fuck his baby mama, fuck all them. I do believe she said fuck his kid too. And she said her last album was all about. She said her whole album, her last album was all about him. You know, all that them dissing songs, can't raise a man and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? All that shit was about him.
Well, I don't listen to his shit, so I got to take your word for it.
Right, well, I don't either. I mean, I've heard the song because they played it so many times on the radio. And she got a new album coming out. And she says this is like the second part. So my thing is like, okay, you know, you doing all this, but what for? Why are you doing it?
Promoting her album, man.
I mean, but,
controversy sales, man. Controversy sales.
Yeah, but at what point? I mean, come on, man. It's like you're teaching a generation of kids to be messy. You know, and everybody's giving her all these accolades for this shit. Oh, she a woman scorned. She this, she that. Come on, now. You got away with it the first time with Memphis Hits. you know, she got on there talking about he beat her and all this shit. And, you know, you got away with that first one. But now
wait a minute. Who was that beater? I remember some producer, right? What was his name again?
Yeah. Memphis.
I heard of
Pop Lock and Drop It, the dude Chewy. He was on his way. I mean, the pop lock and drop it, that kind of like that kind of boosted him in the limelight. Everybody kind of he had been a producer, but when that came out, it kind of like, you know, like, oh, okay, so this is who Memphis is. And then, you know, she waited right till his star was about to shine to snatch him down. Oh, he ain't shit. He a woman beater. This, that, and the other. Now, here you got Idris Elba. And I don't even know. Like I said, I'm not going to say that he didn't hit her or whatever the fuck he did to her. I don't know what the fuck he did. I don't know if he did or didn't do any motherfucking thing to her. But the thing about it is that, shit, why'd you put all this shit out on Facebook and Twitter and all this shit?
You know what, man? Here's my take on that, dog. Real talk. Stringer Bell should have saw this shit coming, man. If she already put one motherfucker on blast, what made him think he was different? He should have never fucked with. He knew she was messy in the first place. I'm pretty sure he heard about the shit that she said about dude. So,
true.
That's kind of his fault for even getting involved with her ass. Because he know how she is. I mean, everybody know how she is. She put this shit on blast. So that's kind of on him, man. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't feel sorry. I don't know what she said about him, but I don't feel sorry for him because he should have saw the shit coming. She did it before. What makes you think she ain't going to do it again?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my opinion, man. That's on him. I don't fault her because that's who the fuck she is. That's the type of motherfucker that she is. But he should have saw that shit coming. I'm surprised
okay.
at Stringer, man. I don't believe Stringer went out like that.
Well, I'm just saying, man, because my whole take is like, all right, you got people who, you know, and it's just like, at what point don't you get tired of that shit? What point don't you feel like you need to grow the fuck up?
Not for her. You know what I mean? That's what she's known for, man, drama. I mean, who really knew who the fuck she was till she got on Love & Hip Hop? You know what I mean? And once she got on there, she saw, well, shit, drama works, so let me keep up a lot of bullshit. And my name will stay out there. That's all it is,
well,
man. She's trying to keep her name out there, dog.
As we see Janine coming in 2 hours late, but anyway. Hello?
Hello.
Well, she didn't say it in beauty. She said, whatever.
Hello, everyone.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Nothing much. Nothing much.
So we talking about you women.
Hell yeah. What we women did now.
My thing is K Michelle, she back at it again. She's back at it again. She you go in, now you're trying to go in on Idris Elba. You said the whole album, the last album you made, the whole album was about him. Now you talking about this album that's coming out, you really finna dig into him. I mean, at some point, when the fuck do you leave this shit alone? And I mean, because you got people out here taking up for her about this shit. Oh, yeah, girl, yeah. And I mean, she literally got on there and said, her words is fuck him and his baby mama.
Yeah. I don't know. If you got played or whatever happened or whatever the situation was, you know, suck it up and move on. I mean, because nothing you do is going to affect that person and his life. You know, all you're doing is wasting your energy to me. Your energy, your time.
She's trying to keep her name out there.
Yeah, because I don't think she's going to be no singer that has longevity or nothing anyway.
Right. She just messy. She's just a messy-ass female. You know what I'm saying? Any motherfucker that fuck with her after this need his ass whooped.
Yeah, he just stupid.
She is a bitter-ass woman.
It's gonna be somebody that ain't nobody who trying to get his name out there, who gonna use her to get his name out there. Which, again,
next year she'd be wanting to holler at me. She'd be ready to give me some play next year because ain't nobody else gonna do it. She gotta take whatever she can get.
Well, now the song is supposed to be entitled "Confidential."
You said the what?
The song is supposed to be called "Confidential." Now, from what I'm saying, it says K. Michelle and Idris Elba used to date on the low, but reportedly ended it because he was in a relationship and later had a child with current girlfriend Nyana Garth. The Memphis-born recorders artist sang about Idris. Her drama with Idris Elba on her last album, Anybody Want to Buy a Heart. I mean, it's just like, really?
My thing is, a lot of people I knew didn't even know they were together. So, which lets you further know, he didn't even take you out in public.
I did not know it. I'm surprised he even fucked with her ass. I mean, you know, a big ass and a pretty smile ain't what it's all cracked up to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I bet he regret that shit now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure he ain't the first motherfucker that played ass.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, it's just like, okay. But you got people like, people feeling like this is the thing to do, so people do it. I mean, hell, I know I've been a victim of social site slander a couple of times. You know, and it's by the people that you really, that, you know, I'm not going to say people you really love, but people that, you know, are an intricate part of your life. And, you know, it's like, okay, why do you take to these social sites? What does that prove? What does that prove? Because at the end of the day, you still got to come talk to me. You know, or this ordeal still got to go through. So for you to get on social sites slandering somebody, then turn around and then you, to me it's like you're the one to look stupid because you still got to come back and talk to this person. I mean, you let your emotions get that bad where you feel like, okay, I'm finna go on this social site and I'm gonna say this, that, and other about him or her, and then you turn around and you gotta come right back to the person. It makes no sense to me. Holler at me, people, what's happening? I mean, look, I'm the only one feeling this way.
People childish. They just childish. And my thing is, if you don't care for somebody, why communicate with them if that's the case? Why, I don't understand why people take the time to even go through all that.
That's my point. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you sat there and took your time to text, type, or whatever the fuck you was on, whether you computer, phone, or whatever. You took all this time and energy to talk about me. You could have been doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then it's like, all right. Then the first thing to get hollered is, why everybody in my business?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. You posted all this shit. Right, you posted all this shit.
Until somebody don't agree with them, is what I'm saying. It's when somebody finally stands up and be like, you sound silly, or you that sounds ridiculous, till when they look and, you know, till they start looking like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. You have a lot of people who co-sign with people, don't even know the situation, and a lot of them people just doing it for the drama. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them don't even be knowing what you even arguing about. They co-signed and said, yeah, girl, bag it up, this and that. You don't even know the whole story. She might have told you, or he, whatever, might have told you part of the story. You don't know the other person's side. But you agreeing with this person. And it takes somebody to not agree. For them, I mean, it can only be one person. If everybody agree, oh, they fine about what they did about posting it on social media. But as soon as one person don't agree, they feel like, oh, Dave, maybe I shouldn't have did that.
That is so true.
Yeah. You're right. And, you know, it's funny because I always mess with, and shout out to my guy Hit. I always mess with Hit. You know, Hit always got something he gonna post. And it's like, Hit is a hood legend, and I give him that. He's a hood legend. You know, if you from Gary, a lot of any motherfucker that was in the street, they know Hit. You know what I'm saying? So when Hit posts something, motherfuckers make sure, oh, yeah, that's the real shit. That's the real shit. I think if he posts, I wipe my ass sideways, motherfucker be like, yeah, that's real shit, Hit. That's how you supposed to.
But you know, some people like that shit. And I'm not saying everybody do, not him per se, but it's a lot of people, that's what they like about social media. Because you got people that just kiss your ass all day, just kissing your ass. But in reality, you know them motherfuckers ain't the ones you should be around anyway. You should want somebody around you that's going to tell you the fucking truth. I don't want no
yappy
person around me.
And I honestly, I think he does it just to see, just to fuck with people, just to see how they're going to react, how they're going to take to what he's saying. Because, you know, I always, and we laugh about it all the time, just on bullshit, I go against whatever he say. Fuck it. He posted some shit. He said motherfuckers are more loyal to a football team than they are to God and they women.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's the truth, Hit. That's the truth. Yeah, you put niggas in their place. Well, I posted on that, you damn right, Raiders Nation. Shit. Just, you know, because it's like, all right, really, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, and he laughs about it. He, you know what,
because
he know whenever he posts some shit, like he posted some shit about Bill Cosby. Now, me and him went at it about that Bill Cosby thing.
Mm-hmm.
We went at it about that one. And, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to mine. That don't mean we're going to falter or not be friends anymore because we feel two different ways about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he felt Bill got a raw deal.
So do
me
I.
Me personally, I feel like, shit, Bill, you should have been dropping the pills in them bitches' drinks. You know, my thing is this. I don't give a fuck who you are. If you're doing wrong, you're doing wrong. I mean, shit, Bill ain't no better than nobody else.
As a woman, I'm kind of upset at the other women. To be honest.
Why, because they took so long to say something?
Exactly. How can you go that many years? So even if... Because, I mean, they're saying it's about 50 women, right?
Oh,
not
shit.
One of the first 10, nobody could have came forward and said something, that could have prevented the other 40, if that's the case.
That's why I think that she wasn't shut up.
You know what? I'm not beyond the fact that it was a setup, but my thing is this with him. Well, if you know, I'm the type of person, okay, you could be you, but don't snub your nose down because you're better off. 'Cause, and he did that. He did that for so many years. I mean, not to say that, you know, uplift, don't condemn, you know, uplift. If you uplift me or you try, because you can't reach everybody, but uplift, mm-hmm. don't condemn. When you condemn, because nobody's in a place to say that they're perfect. And regardless to whether he did it or not, he put himself in a position to get done like that. And like I said, and I think a lot of them big-name celebrities do that, like you just said with Idris Elba. Why the fuck would you fuck with this drama queen-ass bitch? You know? You put yourself... I do agree with you on that one, Father Time, because he did put himself in that position. You put yourself in that position when you you knew this bitch. I mean... All you have to do is go watch the videotapes. You see how messy this bitch is, and you fuck with her.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why he in the position he in now.
Yeah.
I agree. But it just at the same time, it's like, man, come on now, bitch. Sit down. I mean, damn. And you know, and I'm going to tell you, another motherfucker who I truly believe was one of the greatest artists of all time, but she faltered because she wanted to be a drama queen. Right? So then you might not agree with me, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Mary J. Blige, the girl can sing her. I mean, that motherfucker probably could raise the dead with her voice. But you want to focus on all, I mean, it's cool to express yourself. I mean, if you went through a hard time, but damn, I got so tired of hearing about KC, I ain't know what the fuck to do.
Well, but I mean, you know what, though, man? When you're an artist.
She was singing something.
Oh, hold on, dog. When you're an artist, you draw from that pain. And apparently that motherfucker put her ass through about 4 albums worth of pain.
You don't know that. As far as I know, she could have been doing the same shit to him. You don't know that. I mean, you went through your one tirade. Then you come back with a second album. Then you come back with the third album. Hell, this man had to get on national TV on a goddamn award show. Please keep my name out your mouth. Damn, we ain't been together in 8 years. Why the fuck you keep putting my name in your mouth? Why interview you do? Well, KC did. You know what I'm saying? Hell, like he said, it's 100 motherfuckers that can tell you all the shit she done did to me. I'm not going to air your dirty laundry. Why you keep trying to air mine?
Mm-hmm.
Hell. It is what? They ain't been together in 20 years. She's still making songs about it.
I mean, even if you make songs about that person, even if you feel it in your heart to make a song, why does everybody have to know it's about that specific person? You get what I'm saying? Why does everybody have to know the down and dirty details?
People don't know exactly who motherfuckers be talking about unless they use.
Although she said it. She said it numerous times.
I'm saying, but it can't be 4 fucking albums worth of shit, man. You ain't talking about
this
motherfucker 20 years.
That's
now.
My whole.
Who motherfuckers she talking about?
No. She said it. She said. These ain't nothing I'm making up. I'm not making up no shit. She said it. She came on TV and said it.
Yeah, but how long ago was that?
Dude, I mean, what was the last fucked up song she wrote? Or the last fucked up song she sung? And,
that's what I'm saying. You
know,
she
even
ain't pushing out in the past 5-6 years.
Exactly, because motherfuckers tired of hearing it. Motherfuckers is tired of hearing that shit.
Well, I feel her pain, man. I like her shit. I be bumping the shit out of her shit. I do. I'm going down.
I'm so tired of that goddamn. And that wasn't even her song. All I'm saying is that she's not the original to that song.
Well, goddamn, I heard her version, so she made the motherfucker to me. I heard her sing it, goddamn, and I love that fucking song.
Man, you would. Over emotional ass.
So my thing is this, man. Like, I want to go back to the social media. It's just like this. You know, when you get on, like, those social media sites, or, you know, motherfuckers post shit because they looking for likes and shit. That's what it's all about, man. Just like you see females posting half-naked pictures. They want to see how many likes they can get. That's what it's all about. It's all about the fucking likes. Who gives a shit about who like your shit? You know what I'm saying? And then as soon as some motherfucker posts, you look stupid as hell, bitch. Put some clothes on. Now all of a sudden, you get mad. But you the one posting the shit. How the fuck you gonna be mad because
another
people don't like it? Get the fuck out
of
here.
Here's my thing. Okay, and that goes two ways. That's just like, how can a motherfucker get mad because you got likes?
Mm-hmm.
I had a motherfucker getting mad because this past week, you know, birthday came past. I had, like, close to 500 birthday wishes. You know, happy birthday wishes. You know what I'm saying? And the picture that I posted a picture of me on my birthday. And I had, like, 385 likes. And the motherfucking dude got mad. Not a dude got mad saying, why in the fuck everybody likes his picture? Why is everybody liking his picture? This was a dude, honest to God, real life. Motherfucker actually got mad. Hold on, we got a new caller.
Hello.
Caller, what's happening? What's going on?
Hello, down? How are you? What's that?
Who's this?
It's Selena. What's up, y'all?
Oh, damn, baby. You call from all these different numbers.
Yeah. Be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
What y'all talking about?
You got to move around.
I don't know.
She's moving around.
Her good bashing ass. But anyway.
Why got to be a better dad, please?
I started when I wanted to. You started with me this morning.
For me, Bobby, shut up, because you was whining.
Ain't nobody whining, mother.
You whining right now.
No, I wish I was in front of you so I could punch you right now.
Yeah, I know, that's why. You know what comes after that shit, so.
Yeah, you hitting the ground, motherfucker.
Yeah, right. Ain't nobody scared of you. I'm not scared of you then, and I damn sure ain't scared of your ass, man.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
hey, I can never get a hey, sir. Selena. How you doing? Hey, everybody, because you suck.
Whatever. Anyway, we talking about not old girl. We gonna go back to that. K Michelle. Man, you was talking about it over the internet earlier. K Michelle.
Right.
She going ham on Idris Elba. You know, she got a new song out. She putting out about him. She said her whole last album was about him. When do you grow the fuck up?
Ew, why is she doing all that?
Exactly. You know, but then Father Time says something, and I do got to, You know, very rare me and him agree on anything, but he did say, he said he can't get mad at her because, hell, you already knew what type of bitch she was. Why the fuck you fuck with her? You knew the bitch was messy.
Yeah, he don't still get paid, and that's not going to do nothing but a lady, chicks ain't going to want to know nothing, but they want to see what's going on and what got her acting like that. So, I mean, it ain't going to hurt them.
So you don't think it'll hurt it? You don't think it'll
hurt a little thing.
You don't think it'll hurt his career at all?
Hell no. Nope.
Well,
now
he did.
So when he beat up Rihanna, shit, they hurt him. I can't see it. I don't know. And then K. Michelle, so she's so too out there, so they don't be listening to her. I like K. Michelle's music, but I don't really dig her at all.
See, here's the thing. Everybody's justifying what she's doing. You know, it's like, oh, K. Michelle did that all. He ain't shit. You know, I actually heard this today because I asked some females, like, you know, what y'all think about that? And they was like, fuck him. He ain't shit. He dissed K. Michelle. And damn, he probably seen what type of motherfucker she was. And I'm like, let me get the fuck away from her.
I guarantee he wasn't the first one who did her like that. And you know how this thing goes around. She probably did it to somebody else, and that's just karma coming for her. I don't know.
Well, I'm still
going to watch this movie. I'm still going to drool over his pictures like I always do. She ain't stopping me. Shit.
Well, see, now that's the thing. Like, old girl, like she did old boy, Memph Hicks. Now, until he was always a producer, and he was doing his thing, but when that Huey Pop Lock and Droppy came out, that's when his name got out there. Oh, damn, who put that beat together? Oh, Memph Hicks put that beat together. Well, now what shit? I want to work with Memph Hicks. He know how to put them beats together. Oh, no, he a woman beater. He did that. So she kind of blacklisted him, you know, because he was like, shit. You know, a lot of motherfuckers didn't want to, you know, them big name companies didn't want to work with him because of what she was, the accusations she made about him. You know, so I'm like, I'm glad to hear you say that, okay, because this bitch said something, I ain't going to stop. Because a lot of motherfuckers blacklisted Memph Hicks. I mean, he got pulled off.
I don't know him per se. I didn't really know him before then, and you know, so I don't know about him. But that just goes along with, like I was telling my little homegirl, kind of getting off the subject. You know, her and her dude got into it because everybody in her ear, what he's doing is doing that. I said, as long as you've known me and the dude that I've with, how many times have you ever heard of me come to him about what another mug has said? I said, quit letting people in your business, let alone. Don't, if you ain't fit for yourself, let that shit rat. Let it rat, because you ain't going to do nothing but worry yourself or whatever. But I'm like, you never known this man to cheat on you again in your life except from another chick mouth. I said, don't they kind of tell you something? So I'm always been a person. I like to see shit for myself. You can't just tell me it's raining. I'm going to go outside and see if it's raining for myself. So that's just me, but you know how they go. I don't like word of mouth. I like seeing shit for myself, whether it burn me or bite me or whatever. Lesson learned.
That's a real ass statement. I can understand that one because it's like a lot of motherfuckers tell you anything, you know, and you don't know what the person's demeanor is behind telling. Okay, this motherfucker could be mad because he wanted to fuck her, and now you, that bitch ain't shit. But then you done left her alone 2 months later. Oh, man, shit, I caught up with old girl at the club. What?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the same bitch. Man, you know, man, shit just happened, man. Shit, I bought the bitch a couple of drinks. Damn, motherfucker, you hated her when I was with her.
Right.
Now you in the club buying her drinks?
Exactly.
I think that was you that put up that meme. Did you put up that meme? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But did you put up that meme that said, if your dude told you don't fuck with that bitch, she ain't shit, you better believe him?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't get any input from the sellers, but, you know, is that
true? No, you was breaking the code. That's why motherfucking fellas didn't put that in there. Whoa, hey, that's a code breaker.
They used to say this about my friend all the time, and she just didn't like her from a previous relationship that they had, like years before I even came in the picture and knew either one of them. All while we was together, that bitch ain't your friend. That bitch ain't your friend. But every chick I was with, every chick I ever hung with that was around us, that chick ain't your friend, that chick ain't your friend. You know, a couple of them, you know, I see why. But as far as, like, this one particular person, you know, she's still my friend to this day. You know, that's my one of my ride or dies, man. I just be wanting to know if that's true or not. I don't know.
Well,
break the code. What's that mean?
No, because, I mean, in some cases, like, you probably don't. I mean, you probably do got situations where a motherfucker done fucked around with somebody. And a lot of times, and I'm going to tell you, and this is no shit, a lot of times your girlfriends will come back and tell a motherfucker shit. And they do it so motherfucking on that sneak little petty shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really didn't say shit, but I did say something. I'm trying to drop you a hint. You know what I'm saying? And you be like, well, damn. You know, because a motherfucker will. I didn't have situations where a motherfucker that came to me like, you know, maybe y'all should just break up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, maybe we should break up. Huh?
Yeah.
Damn. You know, like, damn, out the blue. You like, where the fuck that come from? But in their own way, they trying to tell you something. Now, what's your purpose of telling me? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know if you trying to get with me or you mad at her or whatever the case is. But like you said, well, I'm not going to sit here and listen to you because you got ulterior motives.
I don't know what you want.
Right.
Whoa, I must say.
I disagree with that. I totally disagree with that.
With what?
I figured you would.
Now, I'm saying back in the day, we've had conversations where I may have said that. Well, man, you should just quit fucking with it. I didn't have no interior motive. I was saying I thought it was the you know what I'm saying. I had your best interest at heart.
Yeah, but at the same time,
I'm trying to get with an old girl and all that kind of shit.
Well, now, at the same time, even at the same time when you were saying it, you wasn't in my shoes. So, you know, in hindsight, to look back at it, it was a couple of times that you did overstep your bounds.
What I'm saying is this, man. Sometimes I think you can take the advice of a person that's on the outside looking in. Because sometimes they see things that you don't.
Okay. But now, okay, here's my thing about that, dog. If you in a relationship with somebody, and you're like, okay, I love this person, and maybe I do see something that you're not seeing. But now my thing is, it's not my place to tell. It's not my place to do that because, you know, I don't know if you see it or not. I don't. What if you see it and you just overlooking it? And here I am trying to bring it to you, but you don't care. So then it's like, all right, motherfucker, I know what's going on. I don't need you to tell me that.
I just don't be doing that because that shit backfires. But
I just think, like, in a lot of cases, some things you just need to relationships is just one thing I believe. You just need to step back from. You know what I'm saying? If you ask me, I'm not gonna say stay or leave. Man, do what you feel you need to do. I'm not gonna tell you to leave because I tell you to leave and then you regret it, then you mad at me.
Well,
listening to you.
Hold on, dog. It's like Janine said earlier when we first started talking. Janine said, sometimes you need to hear the truth. You remember saying that, Janine? From the outside looking in, that may be my truth.
Your truth.
Yeah, exactly. You just said the exact word. Your truth. How you know?
I was talking about though. If you putting your business out there, for people to comment, I would rather somebody tell me the truth if I'm putting it out there than for somebody to just be my yes, just to be my yes person, just bagging me up when you don't even know the full situation.
But see, that's
exactly
what I'm saying.
Shut up.
Me and him
I ain't gonna even lie. This is my business. I don't care what
I've been friends for so long to where it's the point that we do tell each other our business. Because we've been friends for so long. And just like me, just like him, I'm expecting him to tell me what he thinks about it, truthfully. Don't give me no bullshit. Tell me what you really think. That's
well,
what I'm
I mean, okay, and I understand that. Now, let me go to say, beforehand. Now, if I know you've made mention to the show, you've made mention on the show plenty of times about your ex-wife, you know, but during the time that you was trying to reconcile, you never heard me say anything. I never said don't. Even with your baby mama. I never told you don't. I never said don't do it. My end, every discussion was always, do what you feel you need to do, dog. Whatever you need to do, I got your back.
Right, and that's what I think a friend is. So, the extra shit.
I mean, because it's like, you know, it just brings a whole bunch of chaos in when a motherfucker, especially once she get wind of, well, he don't like it. He don't like you no way.
Right. I still disagree.
I mean, you know, you're entitled to that. You're entitled to that, brother. We grown. We can speak our minds. I mean, we ain't gonna always agree, but I just be personally.
If you friends. Real true friends, you should be able to say what you feel to your friend without your friend taking it personal. That's just how I feel.
Uh-huh.
If y'all real friends,
and
you should be able to say anything to your real true friend.
I think it's a line that everybody can go to. I mean, and I think some people, there's a line, and you shouldn't cross it. You know, that's just like, I mean, love lives to death. I ain't got nothing bad to say about her. But now, if I did just come to you and say something real, like, you know, man, I don't think you and your wife need to be together. You know, you gonna look at me like what?
If you came to me and just said, "Hey, man, I don't think y'all should be together," that's because 100% of the time, I done told you some shit that we going through.
But see now, okay. Here's the thing about that friend thing. I know you. And how many times have I said, "Man, what you do?" Just like you done came to me, what you do? Like you could tell me a story about, well, this, that, then happened, and you know, I know you. I know whether you started it or not. And I ask you what you do. See, now that's the one thing about me and you. We ain't never been no yes men for each other. You know, that's a big difference. Because you know me. You know if I say, "Hey, man, this, that, and that happened," you're going to look at me and be like, "Well, dog, you was wrong." You know, just like you. And what you do? "Well, damn, dog, I did do this, I did say that, I did do this, I did do that." You know, so it's kind of different. Like, see, Janine was saying, like, you got a motherfucker that's always, you know, Well, shit, I took his clothes and I burnt them up because he came in two minutes later than what I said he needed to come in. Girl, you know you right. Fuck him. You should have burnt off. Did you burn his shoes too? You know she ain't right. You know damn well she ain't right.
Well, it's different between, you know, it's different for women, man. You know what I'm saying? Because women usually, they play on the emotions. So they tend to agree with each other. But men sit back and think about the whole situation and then speak. Women, they just speak off emotion. Well, girl, he
should
have never done
that's
shit
true.
Like that. I don't see shit wrong
that
with that.
That is not true.
No,
that's not.
That is true. Because a lot of men go straight off emotion, too. So that's not a men or a woman thing.
Hey, I'm not finna fight with no ladies.
I'm not a fight, but I mean,
no, I'm messing with you. No, I want to hear you. No, I'm just playing with you. I want to hear. I mean, I was finna, before you even said anything, I was finna ask y'all, ladies, do y'all agree with that statement?
No.
So, no, partner, no. What you saying is that.
I speak on what's in front of me. I speak on what's in front of me. If you're supposed to be my friend and you coming to me like, one situation, he was beating the hell out of her. I mean, we was in high school. So, of course, I'm looking at the shit. We got our whole lives in front of us. If you want to waste your time with a motherfucker who want to beat your ass, then that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? But that don't mean I'm going to be around that. You see what I'm saying? That's what people don't understand. I don't want to be around that. I'm going to try to be your friend the best I can, and I said my piece to her. But if she decided to do what she's going to do, people going to do what they're going to do anyway.
All right. And with that, don't ask for my advice again, but I'm going to rock with you you want to leave them or stay. You know, I'm going to stay around with you, but don't ask my opinion. And then,
Because then they get an attitude.
My dude told me, you know, this bitch ain't your friend, whatever. And so one night we was drinking, or either we came from a party, and she just insisted on him taking her home. And so he was like, you ride with me. I'm like, no, because my brother, of course, is in some shit. I'm like, I got to, you know, make sure he don't get into nothing. Well, to make a long story short, he took her home. She sat in the back seat, but he bust around the corner, you know, when he got to, like a stop sign, he bust around real quick. Mind you, she was real drunk. Well, let her tell us she was, like, real drunk. But he was like, now look at your girl. I told you this bitch ain't your friend. She had her whole head in the back, leaned to the back in his back seat with her dress up, masturbating, talking about, so you need to leave her young ass alone. You know you've been wanting this grown woman for years. And I'm just sitting there looking at her like, is she serious? He was like, look at her, she drunk. She don't know what the fuck going on. I'm like, well, you know, that's how I'm like, she ain't that damn drunk. She know you turned this car around. And I promise to this day, I never said nothing about it. But I don't fuck mess with him no more either. But, you know, I was young, and I was always the youngest. But I sure forgot about that. That's crazy. Like, I thought that bitch was your friend. She always called me, you young as hell, and all this and that. I was like, wow. But she knew you before me, so if she wanted to, she could have been here at your ass. You know, I ain't the one to be arguing and fighting out here with no damn girl. And I was like, wow, but that just put me up on, you know what I'm saying, the girl stuff. I was never used to know, you know, shit like that with the chicks I was used to hanging with. But, man, I totally forgot that. I should beat her ass.
Ta-da. I would love to have two women fight over me.
Yeah, no. I'm sure y'all. I mean, shit, bitches ran up on me. I ain't never started no fight asking me, did you mess with my man? Now, that's some shit I don't do. But I have had bitches run up on me. I'm asking what they heard.
Because because it don't make no sense. Your man is the one you should be addressing it with, not the other woman. Shit, she ain't make that motherfucker did shit.
I'm leaving with whoever win the fight. That's who I'm leaving
with.
That's
the thing is, that's why I always won the fight, because I know I ain't never started the motherfuckers. I just had a whole bunch of old chicks messing with this young dude. You know how that go, people pillow talk, and, you know, that's my boy, and you ain't going. I'm like, what? I don't even know you. What is you talking about? And then they want to play the little girl shit and push me upside the head and shit, and all I know, people ended up on their ass. If I want them to get my ass beaten, I'm like, where the hell did you get this information from? I never seen you a day before in my life. I don't know nothing about you. And I said, what? Oh, okay. And it just, the shit was getting ridiculous. I'm so glad I grew up, because now I ignore a lot of shit. And I'm single, too, so. But I ain't never ran up on no chick talking for you messing with my man. That's the lamest shit I ever seen happen today in my life, ever. Slap up any bitch with me. Don't do that shit with me. I know a chick had me in the car. Why are we riding with us? I thought we were going in the club. Because I thought my baby didn't. I'm like, man, just take me to my car. I don't do that. I don't look for my own man at the club. What the hell I look like getting in the car with you and you listen to a nigga? No, just take me to my car and I'm a party with Selena. I don't do that. Get my ass up there. I'm here looking for your man. Girl, please. I ain't with that at all.
I remember I was about to fight this girl because that bitch kept calling my phone. Over my husband, who I kept telling her, bitch, take the motherfucker with you. Why you keep calling me?
Right.
Every time she called me, it was like she felt like I was forcing the motherfucker to say something.
She won't leave me alone. I know that, because I didn't get, you know, new fans for me. And she this and she that, and I'd be like, oh, okay, well, whatever.
I'm like, the motherfucker sitting right here. Do you want to speak to him? I'm sitting right here looking at him in his face, telling the motherfucker to pack his shit and go on with you. Y'all get y'all own place together. I'm planning their whole life out for them. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying the same shit because y'all both here, right here with me. If y'all love each other like that, go
take
right
this,
ahead.
I know my auntie Tubman was cheating on her. He got on the plate and her. She called and told my auntie, can you please tell your husband? I don't want him no more. Take him. I said, this big goofy motherfucker. I said, hey, he got kicked out with nowhere to go. She said, please tell him quit calling my phone. I said, God, he hurt you and her. They got to be horrible as hell. Every time I think about it, I laugh.
The fucked up part was I had to go to this house. This bitch was married. I found out she married. I went to her house. I said, bitch, you call my phone one more time. I'm coming to your motherfucker house. You don't know where I live at. You ain't going to come to my... I came right to that bitch house and knocked on her motherfucker door. The bitch didn't come to the door. So I left a motherfucker note. I left a note and taped it on the door to prove I was at your motherfucker house, bitch. Okay?
That shit's crazy.
You
Po
don't
John.
Fuck that
train
do that shit
then,
with you.
Hey,
Po John. Look, and then her husband called me. Her husband was the one who called me back. And now he's telling me all the shit. I said, I don't want to talk to you either. That's
right.
What
I'm
talking
about.
I want everybody to quit talking to me. Him, you.
Right.
I got my own shit I got going on. I ain't got time for this shit.
For real.
I said, I'm
so much and for nothing.
You know, now I was in a situation where, you know, I got cheated on. The dude had a girl, but his girl was mad at me. I was like, what the fuck is you mad at me for? Shit, I'm a victim like you. What the fuck is you mad at me for? This bitch had a you supposed to kept that bitch under better wraps. Well, what the fuck was I supposed to do? Like, you supposed to kept better control of that bitch. Like, really? Man, I was tripping. I'm like, this girl don't like me. And she's like, shit, you need to get your motherfucking woman. Oh, whoa. If anything, shit, let me buy you a drink. Shit. We both got played.
Oh, he tried that. He tried that. He wanted it. That's why he was fun calling me. I was like, I ain't falling for that shit. He tried to call me. So he was trying to
play
like
playback and shit, man. Look,
yeah, shut up. Yeah. Her husband, like, he trying to get her back. I said, I said,
Do it with me, she don't even want
right.
to
make
you think
I'm right. But my whole thing is that she looking at me like shit.
You the dog, motherfucker.
And I'm like, what the fuck did I do? I'm a victim here. I'm a victim just like you. How the fuck you get mad at me?
Right.
And them motherfuckers straight told me. They told, she don't like you. She don't like me. I guess she thought that I was finna try to do something to her dude. And I'm like, man, look here. That dude didn't rape her. He didn't attack her. He didn't make her do shit beyond it. No, me and him will never sit down and have a beer together. But hey, I look like a fool attacking him. I ain't got no, I mean, you know, like I said, we'll never sit down and chop it up, shit. But no, hell no, I ain't finna fight him. And in my eyes, I don't feel like I was gonna punk about it. That's not a punk, because why the fuck you gonna fight a motherfucker that didn't do that? He didn't rape you. He didn't rape you. He didn't attack you. He didn't bribe you. He didn't do nothing. This all shit was free will. So why in the fuck am I trying to fight him? Like I said,
I did try to stab that bitch when she was in my house. Now, that you just being disrespectful. Now, bitch, you got to have your ass fucked up.
Yeah, now I called it. I called you in my house.
You
got
called in the house, then that's different. You got caught, you busted. You know, you might as well get ready to fight. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you might as well get ready.
I'm going to tell you now. I ain't finna go to prison for you, but you got to take one. Now, where you want it?
I'm a bitch if I had to wish you was dead.
The fuck? Ass shot, leg, foot, where you want it? But you got to take one before you leave up out of here. That's just the rule.
That's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to get two bags one time. Beat your ass with his hands, bitch.
Right, that's just the rule. My man Drew, what's happening?
What up?
Chilling. What you think about the goings on, Drew? I mean, what is they too far gone, man? What's going on?
I really ain't been fairly paying attention.
So I'm assuming you accidentally pressed one. Fuck it. Drew, you gotta leave that shit alone, man. Shit, I pressed one. I press one. He still ain't thought about it. Damn, am I on now? Press one. Drew, you gotta leave that shit alone, man. That shit get to you at night, man. Shit.
That's all that I can do, man.
I'm drinking me a beer, shit. It's nice and good.
We here, shit. You heard.
Hell yeah, shit.
I mean, do women, and I don't know, do women really think the other woman don't know where y'all live? Like, y'all don't know where each other live at? I mean, do women really think that?
You know what? I honestly did think people, you know, knew where I live. And I didn't even give a damn. I was just wanting to see the baddest bitch come knock on my door or either scream my address. You know what? Out of all the years, let me tell you, okay, so I'm going to make this quick. My homegirl, she sent a text talking about I was so hurt. She said that, tell your bitch every time she kisses you, she tastes on my pussy. I couldn't believe that. I said, you couldn't believe me? You know the coochie, ain't she, ain't it? I said, oh, girl, she said she's big right now here doing the same damn shit she crazy. She said, I just never heard that. And I said, that's funny you say that, because out of 17 long years, I was with that man. I never had a chick to say that. And I was like, I think I'd have heard a bitch saying some shit like that because I already know how he get down. And I said, but I mean, shit, that's real. Don't be a fool. He fucking you. He's doing all that shit to you. He's doing it to whoever he wants to. Shit, that's not real. Right. ain't never thought he'd have it. I just never hear nobody say it in my face, but I swear to God, I'll say it quick. And I'm like, shit, ain't nobody said it to me. They know I knocked the ass out of him, too. But
well,
I ain't never heard it.
You
know he has.
You do know that. That go both ways. I'm just like, me personally, I would never ask the question. I would never ask that question. Did you suck his dick?
I'm still in a good place. I haven't got into whatever they do. Like, I'll just shut up. Every time you kiss him, I'll say that shit quick.
I mean, I'm just saying. My thing is that, I mean.
Why would y'all ask us? I mean, I've had somebody ask me that question. Why would you act like I'm really gonna say, yeah, I sucked the shit out of that motherfucker? Right, like you sucked his dick. I'm asking to get smacked in the mouth for shit, ain't I now? Exactly. Yeah, I mean, shit. Ladies, let me just, this is just a PSA.
Keep with that lie, because the first time you try to nut up and be tough, yeah, I sucked his dick, you're going to get them two front teeth knocked out. He's going to be the most somberest nigga in the world, but if you tell him you suck that man's dick, he's going to punch you. He's going to punch you. I'm not bullshitting. He's going to punch you.
You better knock the hell out.
I got asked when we was broke up. So it was like, okay, we broke up, you get back together. Why would you ask somebody something like that? We wasn't even together. And you want to know if I sucked his dick? Seriously?
Man, you might as well chalk that up. I mean, chalk it up, because you need shit. She sucked yours, didn't she?
Did you fuck him on the bed? We did it on the floor in front of the TV.
Did it at your mama's house, fucker.
I mean,
at my mama's house.
I got a foul ass mouth. Not get into it with a motherfucker. They don't have to hear me.
I wish you would say you did it at my mama's house.
Man, you'll be surprised what come out these lips.
You're going to get fucked up.
I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, I'm not even going to ask them questions, because if I ask them and you call yourself being a sarcastic ass and answer it like that, well, I'm going to be like Ken Patera. I'm going to have your ass in a full Nelson trying to make it, just trying to break your goddamn neck. Yeah, I'm put one of them Tim Patera slash Billy Jack Hang full Nelson. Them 80s wrestlers, when they used to put that full Nelson on your head. You just lost your goddamn mind. Shit. I don't say, man, them questions you don't even need to ask. Fuck it, we back together. It's over.
Just don't let me find out you sucked his dick
after this date. After this date, now we got a problem.
This is how about sleep, folks.
All right, yeah. You choking me, Leroy. It's too big. Bitch, come on. Hit your ass in the chest, like you gonna wake up like you had a fucking asthma attack.
Oh my god, that ain't
punch
even
your
cool.
Man, I'll punch your ass in the titty like I was Ox Baker.
Oh my god,
straight hard punch.
Well,
that ain't good enough.
Oh my god. I'm just saying.
Let me
ask y'all something. Did you just get on the show just to disrupt the show now? Did anybody notice that he clicked in? He said, I ain't even paid attention to the show, and then just started talking randomly. He did this shit like 3 weeks straight.
Hey, man, my bad, dog.
Yeah. That's that motherfucking shit right there, nigga. Damn.
Oh my goodness. Oh boy.
We're only in Sin City. You're only in Sin City. Hey, I gotta let y'all know we're back. Alright, Selena, I don't know what your problem is. I'm not even.
I don't have no damn problem.
What's your problem? Can I finish my fucking sentence?
Make it quick.
Sorry, I had to get that voice, but you sometimes you take me there. But no, I'm saying SinCityRadioShow.com. We back up and running. And I really don't know what to say about your pitches because it's just like you keep saying they don't let you load.
No, because I be putting them up. I'm like, yeah, I got it. They're like, no, I ain't even go. So I don't know what this is. I done put all kind of shit on Janine pictures. I ain't seen a comment check. I'm like, fuck it, I give up. Sin City sucks.
Did you say Sin City sucks?
Yeah, it hurts.
You know what?
Look
here.
What?
We're a new site. We just gotta work some bugs out. But goddamn.
Oh no, I'm gonna keep on trying. I'm just taking my time. Work that shit out. But I shall be trying though. Honestly, I have.
Well, you know what? And I can honestly say you have, because it shows when the last time a person been on the site, namely Drew, who ain't been on there three weeks and 6 days, but we ain't going to say nothing about that.
It's been that long?
Yeah, it's been that long, man, but we ain't going to say nothing about
man.
It.
I'm going to get on there tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to post that in this new room I just got put in. I don't know why people keep putting me in these fucking rooms, but in this new room, I'm going to put it up in there. I don't know why they want me to partake in such things on Facebook. Really, though.
Okay, now hold on, y'all. Check this out. I just read this shit. Florida man reaches inside woman and disembowels her for uttering X name during sex.
I saw it.
These motherfucking niggas ain't playing.
That motherfucker stuck his whole fist up in her shit and pulled the insides out.
He did what?
He stuck his arm all the way up to the elbow, and then he just grabbed whatever and pulled it all out.
Shit, that hurt me.
Yeah, but
she called him the wrong name.
Yeah, she was so intoxicated, she didn't even feel nothing.
Ooh,
she fucked up.
Did she die?
I didn't say that she died. It just said that, you know.
She was just fucked up.
she called the name twice, though. Called the name out twice. It wasn't once. She did it twice.
I wouldn't give a damn. He ain't got no business putting his arm up there and pulling out shit that don't belong to him. I would ever hate him.
She said it don't belong to him.
No.
If she ain't had no kids, she probably ain't never had none no more if she lived.
Wow. When he get mad, kind of you know that ain't his name?
Because that was her boyfriend, and she was screaming out her ex-husband. It was her ex-husband's name. So
I know, but what he
meant
for if he knew that wasn't his name?
No, he got mad because he probably still fucking him.
She was drugged, though. She probably had a flashback.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I'd kill that some bitch. That me. I gave him a story to tell. Trust me. Hell no. That's crazy. Oh, that had
you probably kill him. You can kill him after a while, because you ain't going to do nothing for a minute.
That's horrible. That's some crazy stuff. People doing all kinds of shit.
That's not even one. Dude, it's crazy. He must want a hysterectomy. He said he want to save her some money.
He made sure. he went deep.
He could never sleep around me. He'd be so damn scared to sleep in my damn presence to leave. Hell no.
That nigga when he come around you no more, though.
No, he couldn't come around me no more. Hell no. God, I'm gonna poison his food and everything. Mm-mm.
Hey, so what? I got a question. What the Pope doing in town, man? Is they got a little children convention or something going on?
I don't even fuck with none of them.
They've been making a big deal about the Pope. I thought they might have a little kids convention going on in D.C. or something.
Oh, damn. I just got that.
Somebody say, I'm the only one who got that or something.
I know I am.
No, I got it. I'm just saying, I don't fuck with them. I don't fuck with none of them motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers get away with mass murder. That I can't stand them bastards.
And they all child pedophiles, all of them.
Right, exactly. They get away with that shit, and then a motherfucker just, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker still attacking dumb. He getting shot in the head.
Because they don't consider that as having sex.
No. Like, I just gave him a little head. Like, what the fuck?
No, and plus, when they say because it was with children, it's innocent and pure. So,
oh, my God.
That's why they don't
and they believe.
Like,
that's in their Bible
and
they read.
That's what they believe. So they feel like they still celibate, or however they try to make themselves out to be.
That's fucked up. That's what they like. They giving their parents and shit.
Now, you know what? Now, I heard something today. What is her name? Gloria Van Zandt. Is that her name? The one lady. She like cancel all the stars and shit.
Oh, Ayala.
Ayala.
Yeah, that's her. The black
now,
lady.
She got a show. She got a show coming on. Saturday, where she has these preachers on there that's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Now she said that it started out with four preachers. Two of them bagged out, like, I don't want my shit on TV. But the other two kept going. Now, she was like, they asked her a question. They said, well, isn't it true in the Bible that they said that, you know, male on male, female on female, you know, they're saying that, you know, that shouldn't be done. She said, yeah, it does say that in the Bible. Then it says in the Bible, I don't know. I'm not the biblical person. I'm not going to say it do or don't. I don't know. Now she said, but it also states in the Bible that there's no, once you're gone, there's no color, no male, female. It's just people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to know, is that a quote in the Bible also? Because if it's not, because I'm sitting there thinking the whole time while I'm listening to it, is she trying to make this shit up as she go or what? I mean, because I'm not saying she's lying, I don't know, but I'm like, all right, it sounded like she was trying to double talk to me. Now, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what to say on that tip. Go ahead, man.
It say they was doing all types of shit like that in the Bible. But he also destroyed that motherfucking city, too.
That was Solomon and Gomorrah.
Right. I'm not the most biblical person, but I do know something. So I'm like, okay, that was Solomon and Gomorrah. That was the Solomon and Gomorrah era. And he pretty much got rid of all that shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this, man.
If you look back, you're dead too.
I'm a Mason, and we base everything off the Bible. So I didn't read the Bible pretty strongly. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I've never ever read that in the Bible about two men or two women. You know what I'm saying? Just like you were saying, Solomon and Gomorrah. That's a story about Lot and his wife Sarah. You know what I'm saying? And he was the only righteous person that was in the city. So God asked him, you know, saying, is there anybody else in this city? He would save them if they was righteous, right? He said, and Lot said, no, you know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why he destroyed the whole city, because they was doing man-on-man, woman-on-woman, having sex with their kids and all that. So, you know what I'm saying, he destroyed the city. You know what I'm saying? So whatever she's saying on TV, dog, that is not real. You know what I'm saying? The Bible do not speak about anything man-on-man or man and woman-on-woman. It's not in there, bro.
So, and like I said, cause the whole time I'm listening to her, I'm like, this lady full of shit. And, you know, and she was on the Russ Parr show this morning, and, you know, everybody like, yeah, that's real, that's real. And I'm like, no, it's not. That shit ain't real.
That's right.
It's just like religion, though, man. You got all these different types of religions out. You got the Baptists, you got the Protestants, you got the Mormons, Mormons, and you got the Christians, everything. Everybody got the Holy Bible. But the way the Baptists read the same scripture might not be the same way the Christian read the scripture. Same word, but they got something, a whole different meaning out of than what this person over here going to get the meaning out of. You see what I'm saying? And that's all that is, bro.
And that's all I asked. And my whole thing was, like, I don't knock nobody hustle, but, you know, I mean, hell, how the fuck can I say, because they say one ain't no sin worse than the other. So how can I sit
that's
there and
true.
Say, you know, you ain't shit, and I'm sitting here drinking every goddamn day. So I can't sit there and say, you know, I mean, I'm being real. I can't sit there and drink a motherfucking fifth absolute and be like, you ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you might be a motherfucker that don't drink, don't smoke, don't even, you know, don't curse or nothing, but you may be gay. So now, like, okay, one sin ain't no better than the other. But I just thought it, I just found it to be just like, all right, you trying to sell us on this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about nails.
Well, I just felt like, all right, you really I just felt like she was playing with it, people's intelligence with that one.
But that's that whole yes thing. People that don't know, because a lot of people don't know. You know, some
yeah.
people that don't understand and don't know. So, you know,
yeah.
of course, you know, she comes off as that intelligent person. You know, she's very knowledgeable and things like that. You know, if you speak well enough or speak about things well enough, some people gonna believe it. But then she need a real motherfucker on there to give her that debate that she needs.
Man, because I swear, I was driving, but I never ever thought about trying to get on a radio show before. Like, you know, Russ Parr call in one of them, but I really wanted to call in. Like, wait, hold on. I think you're lying. I really wanted to get on that. Like, I really think you're lying.
Because, I mean, did anybody ask her what was the scripture?
Say that again?
I said, did anybody ask her what was the scripture that she's referring to?
Nope.
She probably going to say it Saturday on the show or whatever. Or attempt to say it.
Because I'm sitting there like... Because I saw was sitting there like, wait a minute, hold on. That didn't sound right. Like, you know, I was stuck in a traffic jam, so, you know, if you're stuck in a traffic jam, you ain't got shit else to do. And I'm sitting there listening,
like,
and I'm like, nah, that shit just wasn't right.
Right, that's just like the Bible say, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to marriage. God is truly for marriage, you know what I'm saying? That's the reason why he created Eve for Adam, you know what I'm saying? It's a man and woman. To reproduce. I mean, if you can't reproduce in a relationship, there's no way that shit is right. You know what I'm saying? Two men can't have a baby, two women can't have no baby. You know what I'm saying? So the Bible also say that Jesus loved the church, so a man should love his wife the same way Jesus loved the church. He didn't say nothing about a man supposed to love his husband or a woman supposed to love her mate. I mean, that shit is just not in there, man. It's not in there. And the gay people keep on twisting the words of the Bible, and that's what shit be pissing me the fuck off.
Well,
damn,
heard,
dude, tell us how you really feel.
Listen, I heard Eve wasn't Adam's first wife.
I mean, I'm afraid I heard that too. I didn't hear that too. And heard that Mary Magdalene was Jesus' wife.
Yeah. Did y'all hear about that? But that bitch was like, she too good for Adam, and she wasn't doing shit he said.
I wonder where that came from.
Right. And thus come this bitch. It is bitch coming.
Out of five is like, take this bitch out of here. I just got to eat.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck this bitch. Take this hoe on the out of here. This hoe ain't about to write.
I done been in this garden all these years. All of a sudden, this bitch gonna eat off this tree.
Get this bitch out of here. Hey, wait a minute, y'all stop. Y'all know a couple of years ago we had that pastor coming at us about this shit. Y'all stop that. What was that last shit that the pastor got mad at us?
Yeah, it was. I thought that was more recent.
Last year, the pastor got mad. Oh man, he was upset. He listened to the show and said that we was a bunch of heathens and we, you know.
I hear it.
Janine started all that shit. Janine started that shit.
He listened to the show.
The thing about it is he listened from beginning to end because he could tell us everything we said. So, you know, in natural Sin City tone, I told him he could suck my dick.
My God. That's
you know what I don't like is people feel like, I don't mind people having their religion and stuff like that, but don't feel like you can just tell me something and I'm just supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's not me.
It
ain't
it
never
on
been
you.
Me. You need to explain shit to me. I need some explanation.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to sound real or at least sound believable.
Now, hold on. Now, to my credit, I did invite him to the show. Hey, you want to come on the show and talk to us? By all means, you can come on the show and talk. I have no problem with that. You know, but you want to send me messages and talk reckless to me. You know, like I'm your child. I'm not your motherfucking child.
That's crazy.
I said, damn, my first hate mail.
Hell no. I don't like nobody pushing religion off on me neither. I've been doing a job my life, and there's too many false prophets out here. I take religion, I just read my and pray. Pray for these heathens out
there. Right, I actually was like, damn, a preacher? Damn, okay. Well, hey.
Yeah, that's a deep subject, though, bro. Religion is super deep.
Well, maybe he talked about you on the service on Sunday.
Yeah. You know what? For all practical purposes, I do remember the show that he was talking about, and yeah, we did go in. We had a lot of fun that night. We were talking about religion, and we were talking about how the preachers be, you know, how they be eyeing a woman like, yeah, Sister Judy, you know, Sister Judy with the big booty, you gotta come on and pay your tithes this week. Oh, you ain't got your tithes?
No, you have to say it how you were saying it, because he was saying it like he was a preacher.
Tell him.
Talk about the preacher fucking all the wives in the church of the hood.
And they do.
I know.
And the deacons.
And
see, that's what it gets. Because I was like, the deacon's like, oh, don't cut me out, that pastor. Don't cut me out, pastor. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Don't cut me out, pastor. And I think that part kind of got
to so you're going to send us straight to hell. I'm going to get up out of here. I ain't going to do it.
I mean, we had fun with it. I will admit we had fun with it. And he said he felt we took it too far.
Oh.
No,
well, my thing, but my thing is, if you getting mad about it, then that means you doing it. That's what I'm saying. We ain't doing nothing but saying what some people do. We ain't saying everybody do that. But there are a lot of people who do. So then you guilty because what you getting mad for if you ain't doing nothing like that?
Mm-hmm. He better not call the show. We're going to go in on his ass. Oh, shit. Straight up.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to meet the first lady.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to meet. First lady, she's slanging it out of both fans' legs. She know what he doing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, Father Time always get quiet when we get on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hell with y'all. Hey, Father Time be like, I am not going to hell with y'all for that one.
Mm-mm.
I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Oh, goodness.
If
you Jehovah Witness, we hell on earth.
Right.
All right, now don't say nothing. You see me knocking on your door, beating on your damn door.
You ain't gonna be beating on my door because you ain't getting in. And don't know Jehovah Witness won't come talk to me.
Medicine.
I tell him right off the bat, I'm a sinner. Okay.
You know Jesus.
I'm telling you, I'm coming. If it's a bunch of old ladies talking that shit, I'm coming to the door butt booty ass naked.
Hey. Oh my God.
This nigga the devil.
They gonna have a switch and tear your ass up.
Gonna be like Esther and shit. Hell, fried.
Dead motherfucker.
I'll make sure that motherfucker. Hey, I'm gonna give you some lotion. I'll make sure that motherfucker rock hard. I'm gonna lube it up and go straight to the door with a cup of coffee.
I'm not around. I'm gonna bang your ass.
Yeah, I'm fucking right. Get a threesome going right there.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
man.
Oh, boy. Can you imagine just coming to no butt, booty ass, naked dick just hanging? Hey. I would like to know if you died today, would the dick still be hard? I mean, would you go to heaven?
Oh, yeah, you might not be on the show tomorrow.
Hey, I will sip that coffee. Yes, sister. Yes, it will.
I'll be here tomorrow.
People think just because people talk crazy about church that they don't know nothing about church. I grew up in church.
Right.
I grew up in church, in a sanctified church at that, okay? And on my father's side, they was Jehovah's Witness. So that's why I could talk about all of them, because I know.
Mm-hmm.
I read the Bible inside and out. I'm just as informative, or, you know, as knowledgeable as
all the people
that read the Bible.
Kill me.
And
I
they
just
feel me like we don't know nothing just because I make my choices. These are choices
mm-hmm.
that I make.
Mm-hmm.
Let me live with my choice. These
right.
are
when I hit 18, I wasn't going no church no 4 and 5 times on damn week, no month. No, not
okay.
going
and
no.
Then, and then they stopped serving dinner? Shit.
Right. Hey, I was going to take care of donuts and juice. What happened to the eggs and shit?
Okay, I had no money to plug. Yeah, we've been here
for
7 hours.
Well, they say preach, church, tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John, we got to get the fuck out of here. I mean, y'all, hey, I'm going to be like that.
It's that time, bro. It's that time.
I'm going to be like that.
Y'all going to hell. Y'all.
Hey, I'm going to be like that Snickers commercial. And don't even let me mention back when you were 21. Oh, you saw that. Not going anywhere for a while. So I know my shit going to be a long list.
Hey, tell your fucking, hey, what he said, baby boy, I don't want to get to the gates and he and Jesus be like, turn your fucking ass around. You ain't coming in here.
Look, I'm going to be in line letting everybody go ahead of me. Just go ahead.
You just go. Go. Go ahead. You want to cut? Yeah, you cut.
Mm-hmm. What they doing down below? Shit, I'm not trying to.
Shit.
I want to go ahead.
Hey, I'll be like, I sure hope they go in alphabetical order because my name starts with a Z. Shit, I'm going like.
Hell no. I'm getting the hell off this phone, man, y'all. It's like a bunch of lightning going to come through this bitch.
Yeah, yeah. I have 42 good years. Fuck it. It's all on. All right, we gotta get up out of here. All right, Selena, before you get up out of here, you got any last words for us?
Good show. God bless you guys.
Not God bless you. All right, Drew, you got any last words for us? Been talking all goddamn show.
He didn't
drop off. I ain't want to talk. Well, I tell you, boy, niggas and flies, niggas and flies. Nigga, you got anything for us?
What oh, you say me?
Yeah, you got anything for us.
Y'all need to go to bed, for real.
Oh, it was a good show. Good talking with y'all. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Man, thank you everybody for calling. Thank you everybody for listening to us on the internet. End the show.
Touch, preach, tabernacle. We out. Well, he gets mad about that, don't he? Oh, shit. We finna get struck down. They won't even let me end the show.